Bimblesniff thinks he can do a radio rainbow resort radio show radio without a producer type person? Who does he think will keep things radio running smoothly and moving along quickly like? Radio? Well, two can play at this game, but since I have no friends with which to play Superstar, I shall instead make a radio revenge. Rodeo. I mean, radio. Where is my theming intro type note-wise collaboration sound music? I am beginning to suspect think that Gabo did that all by himself. This is much harder than I had suspect expected. I don't understand why I have done everything a bimble sniffer normally does. I have a jar of peanut butter right next to me, although perhaps he did that more because Gabo enjoys peanut butter than for any broadcast type purposes. Very much would like to look inside of Bimblesnaff's jar now. Still no theme music, so I'll have to improvise. Jar of peanut butter, I love you. Butter, you don't love me. Watch out, Kerrr. I mean, KRR. Your radio just got a lot more awesomer. Let's just take a look-see here. This is where his dignity's been hiding. It seems that there is enough room for mine, too. Moving onward, it is timely time for our most popular segment, mostly because I knocked off another popular segment.
Mail sack! Open the mail sack!
Fate ask the, let's say fate ask me, who's your favorite animal partner? Okay, I know just how to answer this question. No. Now send me 1 metric ton of fan mail. That's how this works.
Mailbag! I mean, sack!
Now, to help me in the round table type top type discussion, allow me to introduce my guests. Waddle Dee.
Waddle Dee.
You aren't a Pokemon. You can say more than just your name.
Waddle Dee?
You can do better than that. Avalanche wasn't even canon, so there is no reason to limit your voice like that.
Hello? My name is Wildy.
Close enough. Next up is Producer Ems. Hello. 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 Fantastic. From Dreamland 3, or as the hip kids know it, non-existent, Meekerine the Tangerine.
Hello.
You know, you sound very similar to Waddle Dee. Why, if this show were not real, as it, is obviously real instead of crudely put together in some, creepy guy's apartment, I would swear that you and, Waddle Dee were voiced by the same person, who may or may not unfortunately be a, 25-year-old male. Type person. Next, we have Gooey D. Matter.
I have googly eyes and enjoy consuming fish as much as human souls.
Huh. Wasn't expecting that. We also have the, Amaton standing by.
Hey.
Just so I can, rest my voice box, from doing these ridiculous characters. And, finally, what internet show would be complete without, having that guy who always makes, videos of himself, despite lacking the slightest iota of charisma, acting ability, or, talent?
Hello, worldwide internet. I enjoy Japanese anime, which in my opinion, which is better than yours, which you should have already known, is the best kind of Japanese animes.
Psst, I'm wearing a Decepticon shirt. I don't even know who that is.
But Hot Topic did, so I was so there. I like Fallout Boy.
You would? Please stay tuned to the, part of the program where, Gooey mercifully rips off and devours that guy's head. So, on to our round table discussion. What do you think about them?
They're too round.
They aren't round enough.
They are exactly circular. Round tables makes me all like, say what? They're all like, how much is pie? And you know my catchphrase. No, we don't. Pie is $1 a slice. Ha ha! Sea cucumbers. I mentioned those since they are so totally random. And things which make no sense are instantly hilarious, right?
Bloody hell, you're so annoying. Can't you just kill this guy already, Gooey?
Not right now. I'm hugging bunnies. Pretty, pretty bunnies.
But someone's gotta stop him. Dude's got no charisma.
No charisma. No charisma.
No charisma.
No charisma.
No charisma.
No charisma.
No charisma.
No charisma.
No charisma. No charisma.
Oh, I, always stay in a bit too long.
You are just jealous, Amaton, if that is your real name.
It isn't.
Jealous that my YouTube videos have 100 subscribers, meaning that pretty much everyone in the world has seen me.
About time someone explained the suicide crisis.
For example, I have considered doing a radio just like this radio program, in a format similar to this radio program. I've had the idea before, but never acted on it. Obviously, this time, I will have the wherewithal to go through with it. And it has absolutely nothing to do with Bamblesnaff's radio having success. Completely unrelated.
that was the sound of his body after Gooey just ate his, head. Thank you, Gooey. And whatever you do, make sure you, spit it out. We don't need any more copies of those things, around the internet. Well, it seems we haven't made any, headway, no pun intended, haha, on this, round table, discussion.
Tables is pretty.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. No matter how, controversial or buzz-generating such a bold statement may, potentially be, we'll do what Bimblesnaff wouldn't. We'll say that tables is pretty.
You know, I got something to say about round tables.
Go ahead, Amaton.
Thank you, Producer Ems. They suck. I mean, what do they do for the room? Nothing. Who even brought them into the room? Bums, probably. Out from the street, they picked up this refuse that no other room wanted and carried it into our room to stink up the joint when the owner is out. 'Cause God knows the homeowner hasn't set foot in that room in years. And now, we just have this room filled, bloated, if you will, with all these round tables that couldn't do the basics of HTML to save their lives, just ruining an otherwise serviceable room. They're suffocating it, man. Somebody's gotta take, like, an axe, or a lighter fluid, or a lighter fluid-covered axe to those things, clean out the whole room. Any of those round tables that actually do something, and there aren't many, can't even be reached because of all the junk tables in the way. But everybody loves the worthless, decrepit round tables because of some idiot gimmick humor or because they all bow down to the same internet memes, none of which have to do with Kirby. What else would you expect from a Kirby fan room? Yeah, a room. No, instead, these stupid tables just crowd up the joint, usually taking credit for the work that tables that aren't even in the room keep doing, by the way. And oh no, nobody asks why. It's just some magical hitman for KRR fluttering around the place and sniping all the problems that those idiot round tables are either too stupid or too lazy to fix by them bloody selves. My guess, both.
I don't think he was talking about round tables.
That is, all the time we have for our, round table discussion. If you would, like to make your own comments about, round tables, be sure not to go to the forums right away, as no one there ever discusses anything that has to do with the real KRR site. And now, onto the interview segment. Today's guest is, currently decapitated. Because of last-minute rescheduling, it looks like we're going to book, a Waddle Dee.
Waddle Dee.
Yes, Waddle Dee.
Wait, Waddle Dee?
Yes, Waddle Dee. So, Waddle Dee, what's going on?
Mostly waddling, occasionally deeing.
Understandable. So, you were recently featured in Superstar Deluxe Fun Pack Ultra Pack? We won't spoil things for those out there who haven't yet played the game, mostly because I haven't either. Tell us about that non-RP type experience points,
Oh, it was really easy. It was a remake, after all, so for the most part, we just reused a lot of the same stuff. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I can assure you that I, do not. Isn't that right, non-suspicious commercial break?
No charisma. No charisma.
Wow, that was, supposed to be the, peanut butter song repeating. That was a mistake, and, we will get right on it. So, what does the, future hold for WAD? Any, games on the, gaming horizon?
Well, I have been working on this one game with my cousin for a while. It is very hush-hush, mostly because neither of us have mouths.
Your, cousin is, of course, Waddle Doo, seen here in this, photograph.
I don't know if they can see that photograph over the radio.
Oh, stupid, stupid Waddle Dee. That's the reason I am a highly skilled radio type, broadcast type, producer type, and you are not. So, when can we expect this RPG Maker load to drop?
Oh, it isn't being made on RPG Maker.
Excuse my ignorance, I didn't mean to offend you. So, when can we expect this Game Maker load to drop?
Not Game Maker either.
Then what coding type generator are you and your cousin using to, generate this, game?
Programming?
Never heard of it. Are you going to use the, new Superstar Ultra Star Fanny Pack sprites as the sprites you are using in your sprite-based generated fan game? Drinking Sprite?
We aren't using sprites from any game. Just Do It will feature entirely original artwork and code.
Did you just say, just do it?
Yeah, that's the name of the game.
Named after, Waddle Doo.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah.
So, it is really his game, and, not yours?
Yeah. But I'm featured in it.
Yes, but, you are in a lot of games, usually being beaten, quite severely. Let us look at some footage. You, really took a pounding there. Oh, look, you're a boss. Oh, look, you just got beaten in one hit.
I really don't think they can see any of that.
Don't be stupid. Everyone can. Everywhere. Every time. When can fans expect to play this new game of your cousins?
It will be released before Kirby on the Wii.
You heard it here first, folks. Just Do It is, slated to make its appearance, by, 2009, T4. Round Tables is pretty. That is all for this, pirated edition of KRRR, radio. For everyone here in, apartment studios, good night, and, I'm sorry.